malo, Martina.
What is the mind doing? And what is the mind knowing? Now, rather than try to focus on an object, if you ask yourself what is the mind knowing or what is the mind doing, it's an easier way to become aware. Reminding yourself. And it's more interesting. If we remind ourselves every now and again with these questions, it can help us to stay more alert. So when the thought directs our mind towards more awareness, we call that right thought. Right thought supports awareness. There's two natures. There is the awareness, which we also call knowing or mindfulness. That's one nature. And then there is the object. The object is whatever you are knowing.
Object, the music, the concept, object, the real object.
There are two types of objects as well. There are objects that are real, that we can experience directly. And there are concepts. Objects that are concepts, which means we have to think of them. We can't experience them directly.
Real object.
We don't need to think about real objects. We can experience them, feel them directly, or know them directly. Concepts are things that are designated by us, for example, shape, form, size, color, time, place, and name. For example, if we take the hand, you can't say that you experience your hand. You can experience sensations. You might experience temperature, pressure, that sort of thing. But you can only think of the hand. The hand is like a form that we think of or a place that we think it is. But it's not something we experience. We experience sensations. In the same way, when we watch our breath, it's not the breath that we know. And it's, although we seem to place our attention at the nose, it's not the nose that we know. It's, we actually sense the contact, the sensation as we breathe in and out. So we experience sensation. When you're aware, are you clear? Are you sure that you are aware? And we have to be aware all day long. And it's easiest to recognize that the mind is aware, the mind is knowing. And you can recognize that as you try to be, remember to be aware.
Yeah. sick of all the numbers who are young sensitive, the young two. You pee in a tickle yard and look in a tickle yard. Ah, at least in the hand of people. Sick and darling, you put Lucia. I am Lucia.
The mind has no shape, form, place. So we recognize the mind more through its activity. We recognize when the mind expresses itself, it does something or feels something. And if we recognize the activity of the mind, and we acknowledge it often, we begin to tune into the recognition of the mind when it expresses itself, which is all the time.
Do that, that's it. Think that, that's it.
Thinking is mind. Knowing is mind. Feeling is mind. Wanting to do is mind. Paying attention is mind. Looking and listening. Our mind. Looking and listening and paying attention is the same movement of mind through different sense doors. When you look at something, you can recognize you are looking. The same when you listen to something, you can recognize you are harking, listening. You can recognize. All you need to do is develop the habit of recognizing this is happening. I am listening, or listening is happening. The thinking mind. We're interested in the mind that is thinking, the process that the mind takes when it's thinking, the different elements that come together for the mind to think. We're not so much interested in the story that the mind is thinking about. Not as interested as in the process of thought.
Take a
And remember that the mind cannot actually go anywhere, does not go anywhere. We use language in a way that seems to suggest otherwise, like the words wandering mind. But the mind doesn't go anywhere. The mind appears and disappears. It arises, it manifests, and it goes away. So, for example, when we think of home, our mind hasn't gone home. It's that the thought of home has arisen in the mind. So, when you have memories of the past, the story in the thought might be about the past, but the memory is happening now. So the thinking mind is happening now. It's the same with planning mind, thinking about the future, planning for the future. That mind is happening now. There is no schedule here, so that you can think for yourself. You have to choose and you have to decide. And you might begin noticing how our choices and decisions are often influenced by greed. If we just follow the schedule, we might not notice our natural motivations or the mind's natural motivations. There's always something to be mindful of, whether we are walking, sitting, or doing other work. What's important is to be mindful. When we choose to do something, mindfully of course, we check, why did we choose to do this? What is our motivation? Is it functional? Green? What is it? Meditation is a full-time job. The mind is constantly occupied with learning how to remain mindful. We change our bodily postures, but that's not meditation. That doesn't determine our meditation, it's how we use our mind. So through all these postures, learning how to remain mindful and aware. The moment we wake up, we recognize we are awake and acknowledge. Waking up means that we have become aware, awake. And when we are mindful, it means we are awake to what the mind knows. As soon as you wake up, then keep your mind and body together. Whether you move or sit or stand, turn, open and close doors, brush your teeth, change your clothes, everything. Do you put in your right arm first or your left? Left leg first or your right? Even if you don't know the detail, if you generally know yourself but it's continuous, that's good enough too. Remember that meditation is cultivating. So keep cultivating, keep growing the awareness.